We flushed a covey of quail under a high clay bank with overhanging brush, and I killed two as they went out of sight over the top of the bank. Some of the covey lit in trees, but most of them scattered into brush piles, and it was necessary to jump on the ice-coated mounds of brush several times before they would flush. Coming out while you were poised unsteadily on the icy, springy brush, they made difficult shooting, and I killed two, missed five, and started back pleased to have found a covey close to the house and happy that there were so many left to find on another day. At the house, they said the boy had refused to let anyone come into the room. "You can't come in," he said. "You mustn't get what I have." I went up to him and found him in exactly the position I had left him, white-faced, but with the tops of his cheeks flushed by the fever, staring still, as he had stared at the foot of the bed. I took his temperature. "What is it?" "Something like 100," I said. It was 102 4/10. "It was 102, he said. "Who said so?" "The doctor." "Your temperature is all right," I said. "It's nothing to worry about." "I don't worry," he said, "but I can't keep from thinking." "Don't think," I said. "Just take it easy." "I'm taking it easy," he said, and looked straight ahead. He was evidently holding tight onto something himself about something. "Take this with water." "Do you think it will do any good?" "Of course it will."